USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry and now reaction to it. Former Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions, who is running for his old Senate seat in Alabama, reacting.
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done. But to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
More witnesses expected to testify Tuesday on Capitol Hill in front of Adam Schiff's committee. President Trump meeting with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wade Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green. The Dow gaining 33 points to close at 28,036. The NASDAQ up 9 points. The S&P 500 up a point and a half.
Justice was brought to Patrick Frazee for this brutal, gruesome, senseless murder.
In a closely watched court case, a Colorado man, Patrick Frazee, convicted of killing his fiancée, 29-year-old Kelsey Barrett, and burning her body. He's been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. District Attorney Dan May.
She did not deserve this.
Now the DA, Dan May, discussing Frazee's on-again, off-again girlfriend, Crystal Lee, and her testimony against Frazee.
None of us wanted to give a deal to Crystal Lee. She deserves every day that the judge may or may not sentence. He'll decide that sentence. But she deserves every single day that she gets.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A fascinating new study out, it finds personality traits have a direct impact on how people spend their money in retirement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
According to the report from the American Psychological Association, people who are more open to new experiences often spend their savings more quickly than those who are introverted. And it was also found that those with a more negative outlook about life are also more likely to spend their savings faster than those who have a more positive outlook. The study was done by looking at personality and psychological data from over 3,600 people aged 50 and older and then pairing it with tax data. The study suggests financial experts should take a client's personality into consideration when creating retirement strategies instead of focusing primarily on the client's financial situation. I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
There's a wide gap across the nation with a price at the pump in California at $3.94 a gallon. Louisiana has the lowest at $2.16. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those prices are expected to decrease even more in the coming weeks.
Average gas prices are likely to continue slowly drifting lower as we progress into the fall and winter months, a time of year when gasoline demand weakens and refineries are returning from maintenance season.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.